Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Real talk.
TM Hyman Live,
cruising down the street in my 6-4, jocking the freaks, clocking the dough, went to the park to get the scoop, knuckleheads out there, cold shooting some hoops. A car pulls up, who can it be? A fresh El Camino rolling Kilo G. He rolled down his window and he started to say, it's all about making that GTA. Cause the boys in the hood are always hard. You come talking that trash, we'll pull your car. Knowing nothing in life but to be legit. Don't quote me, boy, cause I ain't said. My man JD is on free base. The boy JD was a friend of mine till I caught him in my car trying to steal an Alpine. Chased him up the street to call a truce. First I beat him down cause I had the juice. Little did he know I was from the old school. One sucker beat, didn't know the rules. Cause the boys in the hood are always hard. You come talking that trash, we'll pull your car. Knowing nothing in life but to be legit. Don't quote me, boy, cause I ain't said. My 6-4 Impala. They greet me with a 40 and I start drinking. And from the 8-ball, my breath starts stinking. Left to get my girl to rock that body. Before I left, I hit the Bacardi. Went to her house to get her out of the pad. Dumb girl said something that made me mad. She said something that I couldn't believe. So I grabbed the stupid girl by a basket weave. She started talking trash, wouldn't you know? Reached back, caught myself, I had to go. Her father jumped up and he started to shout, so I threw a right cross, cold knocked him out. Cause the boys in the hood are always hard. You come talking that trash, we'll pull your car. Knowing nothing in life but to be legit. Don't quote me, boy, cause I ain't said sh- Then wrapped the 6-4 around a telephone pole. I looked at my car and I said, oh brother, I throw it in the gutter and go buy another. Walking home and I see the G ride. Now Cat is driving, Kilo on the side. As they busted a U, they got pulled over. An undercover cop in a dark green Nova. Cat got beat for resisting arrest. He socked the pig in the head for ripping his guest. Now G is caught for doing a crime, fourth offense on the boy, he'll do some time. Cause the boys in the hood are always hard. You come talking to trash, we'll pull your car. Knowing nothing in life but to be legit. Don't quote me, boy, cause I ain't said
No.
904 coming to you live out of Atlanta. What's going on, everybody? It's Hump Day Wednesday. You're inside the Social Lab. T.M. Hyman, your hip-hop informer. Hey, jump on at 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Tonight's topic, Planned Parenthood versus Casey. Listen, this is a case that is probably one of the biggest that the Supreme Court is hearing out of Texas. We'll talk about that and more. Listen, I have not heard more about Planned Parenthood, and I'm not quite sure I even still understand the fullness of it. I know it deals with the right to abort or not, you know, women's rights, women's health. I know it's surrounding that, but what do you know about Planned Parenthood? I mean, major, major case. It was involving Judge Anthony Scalia, who they just laid down about maybe a week and a half, 2 weeks ago. So the case is being heard by someone else. But again, Planned Parenthood versus Casey, we're talking about that right specifically, that the women's or the woman's right. But before we go any further, ladies and gentlemen, all the way live from Itty Bitty Plant City, give it up, hot chocolate. Welcome to the show.
Yo, happy Wednesday, everybody.
What it do? What it do?
What's going on?
Just so that I'm clear, Planned Parenthood is an advocacy group that assists women who want to abort their child. Is that right?
Partially. Planned Parenthood also offers services for females regarding
preventive
matters. Yeah, preventative maintenance. You can get birth control. You can, you know, find out about parenting classes, things like that. Yeah,
that helps. I know I'm not the only ignorant one at the top of the show, and I'm just trying to help all the ignorant folk out, so that we can dive into this all the way live from Charlotte, North Carolina. Give it up. Madam CeeLo Boston, what up?
Good morning in the evening time. How do you do?
What's up, kids?
Doing well. All the way live from the DMV on the wheels still. Give it up, Sig James. What up, bro?
Yo, what up? What's up, man?
What up?
I used to go to Planned Parenthood. It used to be a thing, a little inside thing with us and my boys in the building. We walked past Planned Parenthood. I was right next to the YMCA. See who was bold enough to walk in there and grab a handful of condoms out the basket that was right at the front and walk back out. That was out there.
Those were the days.
Hey, okay. Absolutely. Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about
wet nap size condom.
A mess.
When you talk about a serious topic, but we take serious and ignorant and blend it together.
Mash it together, y'all.
And all of that. Plus, we have a special guest tonight, ladies and gentlemen, hanging out with us. When we come back, we're going to talk to our guests and deal with this interesting topic of Planned Parenthood. We'll be right back. You're inside the Social Lab, T.M. Hyman Radio. We'll be back. 908.
Fat boy behind a lot of your favorite flows, man. Pay attention. Whoa. Ghost writer, blunt lighter. Write a rapper song, then go buy a home. Lyrics they recite, these are words I own. Every album that I made, I did it on my own. Melodies that I would barter. Any label a starter. Any with cheddar, I bet I could make it better. Wanna live a life, so they gotta pay the fee. Last 10 years, everybody came to me. Politicians, propositions, bottom washing dishes. No auditions for these bitches. Many scriptures we've written. Came from the mud, I used to in the tub. You never felt loved, and I considered your blood. Charging for the verses. Throwing the chorus, slip and slide, and friendship was then aborted. Publishing was something I would have to earn back. So I wrote so many songs I would deserve that. In return, I wrote them things that would alter the world. could say some names, many names, as my words are confirmed. As my words are confirmed. As my words are confirmed.
They get so lonely at the top. They get so lonely at the top. I 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 get so lonely at the top. And be so lonely at the top. I 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 be so lonely at the time. Fell in love with the travel, carry-ons and what have you. If a came at you, then he was trying to patch you. Ghostwriter put a check on his head. You never knew while at the table, cause he hit his hand. Remember receiving words of wisdom from Jimmy Hinchman. I lit a blunt in his honor when he received his sentence. So many successful entertainers with tax problems. DMX went homeless and heard he back robbing. Rose won't be an old with back problems. In the back of the Maybach with black Tanya. I went out the where I kicked it. We met for the first. All the things I could say.
They
get so lonely at the top. They get so lonely at the top. I get so lonely at the top. I get so lonely at the top.
I be so lonely at the top.
I be so lonely at the top.
My ego's intact, my pen is unique. Any pressure, we come with sticks like they do with Philippe. God gave me a gift, therefore I shared it with them. Ghostwriter, publishing, such a beautiful friend. We give them the slang, we leap them the swag. Tell them where they can hang, tell them what they should wear. Cheers to the hustle, do one. Ghostwriter, never know when they come into touch. My team in fatigue, diamonds drip from my knees. The leech, you all be deceived. Coaching's mine, these words are defined. If you need you a hit, I could give you some lines. I could pick you the beat, I should write you the hook. You should sit back and smoke, our royalties took. Our royalties took. Our royalties took.
It gets so lonely at the top. It gets so lonely at the top. I get so lonely at the top, I get so lonely at the top. I get so lonely at the top. I get so lonely at the top, and be so lonely at the top. I be so lonely at the top. I be so lonely at the top. I be so lonely at the top.
I be so lonely at the top.
I be so lonely at the top.
I'm on the radio. Well, you inside the social lab. Thanks for rocking with us. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Tonight's topic, Planned Parenthood versus Casey. But we are blessed to have a very special guest. Last week, she released a new joint. It's called All We Really Have Is Now. She's beautiful. She has this new project out. But I'll let her introduce herself, and we can jump into this thing. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome Antonique Smith to the show. Hey, thanks for coming
back
tonight.
What up?
Thank
you for having me. How you doing?
Welcome.
How are you?
I'm doing well.
Thank you.
I'm doing well. And your cover shots are the dopest.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad you like it.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Introduce yourself to the world. Tell us what's going on in your life.
Oh, my God. It's been a blessing. So I just put out my first body of work, my EP, Love is Everything. It's on iTunes, and my new single is out, All We Really Have Is Now. You guys may have heard my very, very first single, Hold Up, Wait a Minute. I got nominated
yeah.
for Grammy for that last year. Thank you so much. And a lot of you might know me as Faith Evans in the movie Notorious. It's been quite an amazing journey.
I've been waiting for you to come mm-hmm. on the show. I'm a fan in all aspects
so
of the
much.
Word.
I've
been
yes, ma'am.
Hey, I appreciate your publicist, who's a homie to this show and a homie in real life for me. We go way back. What up, Ray?
Yeah,
we talked about having you on a while back, and when you talk about the role of faith, you know, mm-hmm. what a role, right? especially someone who's so relevant still in music today. How did that come about? How did you get
just
that
got nominated
role
for Grammy
in that
last year too.
Absolutely. How did you get that role?
You know what? Funny. It was quite a little interesting journey because when I first heard about it, my agent called me. And I had just left Rent on Broadway, and I didn't know what I was going to do. But when I got the call 2 weeks later, I was like, that's my role. I'm going to play Fireman. Come on. That's my role. I sang her music in the bath, you know, in my bedroom growing up. I'm from New Jersey. I look enough like her. So I just thought it was a no-brainer. And I was a fan of all of the characters in the movie. So I just thought I was going to walk in there, and they were just going to give me the role. Well, once I got in there, I found that they actually had their eyes set on some really famous girls at the time because I was still considered new. And so I also made the mistake of wearing a little green tracksuit, like a kind of a frumpy suit. Like, it wasn't like one of the most sexy ones. It was just like a little green tracksuit. I had a little bun in my hair. I didn't come glamorous at all. And the director was like, you know, she's really good, but I don't think she's sexy enough. Like, I don't see it. And so my role moment just went right out the window. And so the producer and the casting director called me and was like, look, we want to bring you back in, put you on tape. You need to just do your hair, like bring your hair down, put some makeup on, lip gloss pop in, put some tight jeans on, some heels, like come in here looking sexy. And I was like, okay.
Right.
So I did that, and I did the same, like, script, you know, scene in just looking cuter, I guess. And so he was like, okay, well, great. You know, bring her back in to read for the chemistry test with Jamal Woolard, who played Biggie. And so it wasn't, though, until that same day where I did the chemistry test and another girl who was auditioning to play Kim. And she said, okay, we're going to give you a scenario. You and her are going to, Faith, you're going to confront her. You know, you heard she's sleeping with Biggie, and you're just going to confront her. So, you know, they didn't give us no lines. It's just a situation, go. So I stepped to her, and I was like, you know, I don't remember exactly what I said, but I kind of started with like, you know, I heard you sleeping with my man, whatever, whatever. She started putting her fingers in my face, like popping off of me, and, you know, I'm from Orange, New Jersey. So I just lost it, and I literally pushed the girl across the room, and the room went crazy, like, oh, my God. Like, you know, and they were excited. I was like, oh, I'm sorry. Like, I thought I did something wrong. I pushed the child off the room. And that is when the director said he knew that I was going to be Faith at that moment. So so I guess I'm glad.
Okay.
But
I had to get a little aggressive right now.
You were a part of
my notorious journey.
You've done Rent. You've done Broadway.
I played the lead. I played Mimi Marquez.
Talk to us about Rent and what that Broadway experience was like.
You know what? Broadway is amazing. It for me, was the most, I think for anybody, especially if you get to do it before everything else, it's the most amazing training ground that you could possibly have. First of all, it's 8 shows a week. Just think about that. There's only 7 days
a
week, right? You have a day off. So you got all of them 8 shows in 6 days. So there was days where we had 2 shows, and we had the worst schedule because our 2 shows and the other ones around it were all back-to-back. So it was like a really grueling schedule. And I cried real tears. I was singing real hard. You know, I tried to put all of me into every show. And so it was just amazing. The show was amazing, though. Like, Jonathan Larson wrote a masterpiece, the music, the words, you know. So it was just really an honor to be a part of it. And, I'd like to say, you know, it's probably one of my All We Really Have Is Now moments because a lot of the time I was there, I really wanted to do my music. I really wanted to do movies. I really didn't want to be there. Like, there were some people who, like, just never wanted to do anything else but be a Broadway star. And there was definitely some times where I was there when I appreciated the way I should. So, you know, I'd say as far as career-wise goes, that's definitely one of my All We Really Have Is Now moments. I kind of wish that I had appreciated it more and just enjoyed some of those moments a little bit more than stressing over, you know, how I'm going to get out of this show so I can go do my music and get my movie.
Right.
Which ended up happening anyway, you know. So it was just like I should have just enjoyed that moment. So that's definitely one of my All We Really Have Is Now moments.
The project is called Love Is Everything.
Love
you described
is everything.
It as a soulful, emotional roller coaster. How did it come together with producers on the project?
Well, my whole music career overall came together when I met my manager, Daryl Farmer. He is also the owner of 923 Music Group. Shout out to 923, which is the label that I'm on. We're independent, and he you know, has sacrificed and worked so hard to make it possible for me to do this. He also made it possible because we didn't go the major label route, and he pretty much funded it himself and marketed and everything, made it possible for me to be me. You know, when you go to a major label sometimes, they want you to sound like something that's already been out there, you know, because they ain't not trying to take no risk, you know. So they're like, well, who's hot? We want you to look and sound like her. And so, you end up being watered down. Well, being able to work with Daryl, I was able to, you know, he helped me figure out who I was as an artist, you know, what's my sound, what's my look, my brand, and all that kind of stuff. And so the EP came together by, he first said we should do a Kickstarter, which I was like a little freaking out because I don't like to ask people for nothing, includes money, especially money. So I was just nervous about that. And he was like, no, we can do this. This is going to be good. So we did it. And it was early on in 2012 before anybody else had done Kickstarter. Nobody knew what it was. And we raised over $50,000 in 30 days from the fans and supporters and followers, and it was amazing.
Wow.
And that's how we started, you know, that pretty much kickstarted the project we did. Hold It, Wait a Minute was the first song, and it's a song that, you know, was his brain, like he heard the track in his head and created it, and it just became this aggressive self-love, put your foot down, take your power back anthem for people. You know, it's for my particular Hold It, Wait a Minute moment was the guy that I was seeing was using my money to go see another woman. Hold up, wait a minute.
Hold on, wait a minute. Yeah,
right. Absolutely.
Right.
Pause.
Exactly.
Right.
So, you know, but then as I was performing it, it just took on a life of its own because I started to incorporate the fact that, you know, young black men unarmed are being killed in the streets by, you know, police officers and things like that. You know, it just whatever was crazy going on in the world, it's Hold Up, Wait a Minute. And so, you know, it was a blessing just to see how it affected people, you know, throughout the year. And then we ended that year with a Grammy nomination. So, you know, last year I was at the Grammys and I was a nominee, and it was an incredible moment. And then from there, we started to work more on the music. We had got a track called Higher, curated by Dr. Dre. And I did a cover of a song called Here Comes the Sun, because I went on tour all last year with the Hip Hop Caucus. And we were talking to people, you know, Flint right now, what's going on in Flint is a very extreme case of stuff we were talking about last year. And Flint is like what's going on around the country is more covert. There's air pollution and water pollution going on in all the inner city, poor people, black people in our neighborhoods. We're getting asthma and cancer because of the amount of air and water pollution from the oil and gas companies. They don't want you to know that because they don't want to have to change those things because they're making billions of dollars on being able to dump their pollution in our neighborhood. So I started singing this beautiful song called Here Comes the Sun by the Beatles, and I actually got to sing it for the Pope on the National Mall in D.C., where Martin Luther King gave the I Have a Dream speech last year. It was incredible. And so we ended up putting that on EP, too. We end the EP with that because it's like an ode to solar power. The sun is just sitting up there waiting for us to use it. And if we did, we would all be able to power our homes and our cars and do everything we do in a way that doesn't hurt anybody. And
Anthony,
make money. Like,
I don't
want to
get in trouble with your people. I don't want to get in trouble with your folks, Anthony. Tell people how they can follow you, where they can. I'll tell them where they can get the new single, All We Really Have Is Now. You can go to SoundCloud
right now.
Check out All We Really
Absolutely.
Have Is Now
iTunes.
Right now, SoundCloud. But tell people how they can follow you.
iTunes, too. Love Is Everything and All We Really Have Is Now. All my singles, all of the songs are on iTunes right now. So you guys go and get it, support the movement, join the journey. It's amazing. We're just getting started. You can go follow on my social media because I'm very active on my social media. Follow ant.com. I try to like and favorite and retweet and comment as much as possible because I wouldn't be able to do what I do without y'all. So go on follow ant.com and follow on my social media so I can get to know y'all and you know, so y'all know when I'm coming to your city so I can get some hugs and take some pictures and sing right to you. So yeah, follow ant.com, follow ant.com.
But before you get out of here, because I know you only have 10 minutes, one, we want to invite you back so that we can do an up close and personal,
please,
like a full hour with you, right?
Absolutely.
We got a mixtape. We got a mixtape we're going to drop. and I'll get with your people
dope.
To see if you could actually contribute to the mixtape. But before we get into we really have is now, can you share the upcoming project you got with Latifah popping off?
Yes, actually, I have two upcoming projects. One, a movie that I like to do is called Deuces. It's me, Megan Good, Lance Gross, Lorenz Tate, and it's a crime drama, and it's dope. It's going to be dope. That comes out in the spring. And then I'm shooting a show on Fox with Gina Prince Bodwood, who did Love and Basketball. It's going to be starring Sanaa Lathan, and I'm going to be on a bunch of episodes, and it's going to be dope.
I'm
it has a Black Lives Matter connotation. We're going to be shocked. People are going to talk, and it's going to be incredible. It's just amazing. So I can't wait for y'all to see that. That'll be out in the fall. I start shooting in April.
Thanks for stopping past. Ladies and gentlemen, Antonique Smith, check out the new project. Follow her on iTunes and SoundCloud. Hey, it's been a pleasure. Thanks for stopping past.
Yes, it is.
Really
so
appreciate
much.
You.
Yeah,
we're
thanks for coming.
Facebook friends,
thank you,
so
thank
I'm
you,
already
thank
psyched.
You.
And I'm following you on Instagram right now.
Anthony, go ahead and introduce this joint for the people.
This song, y'all, if there's anybody that you love that you haven't talked to in a while, or if there's somebody that you're upset with that you need to just go ahead and just make amends, all we really have is now. Tomorrow is not promised. The song says the future is a promise that may change with the weather. The past is just a photo book. All we really have is now.
Hey, it's 9:26. It's out of 55. Get home with your mom.
Do I drive you crazy with
not
one word
okay?
answer?
Okay.
Do I test your patience with my stubborn silence? Do you really want to know what's on my mind? Well, here I go again, spoiling paradise. And I'm so caught up making sure you stay forever that I forgot to love the time we spent together. I just wanna breathe in, stop second guessing, look at your smile, take it in, try to relax in, live in the moment, and all that we've got to believe in. Futures is a promise that may change with the weather. The past is just a photo book, still I'm chasing forever. Why do I get searching for something I've already found? All we really have is now. Yeah. All we really have is now. And it's overcast with a chance of sunshine. Try to make it last while I know you're still mine. And I'm scared to show this fragile feeling that we live on with all my frustrations and high expectations. Take it as it comes. What I've got with you is as good as it gets. And I don't want to look back at the chance and regret. I just want to breathe in, stop second guessing, look at your smile and take it in. Try to relax and live in the moment, it's all that we've got to believe in. The future is just a promise that makes change with the weather. It's just a photo book, still I'm chasing forever. Why do I get searching for something I've already found?
9:30 p.m. here in Tampa Bay, your girl Hot Chocolate, Madam Boston, Sage, James, and the General. It is Relationship Wednesday. Got us feeling in our mellow mood right there. Thanks to our special guest for joining us, Antoinette.
Meek.
I really love her energy. Antoinette. I'm sorry, Antoinette. I'm so sorry. I really, really love her energy. She's dope. She's dope. Our subject tonight, Planned Parenthood.
Her music. Like she had done a lot of like YouTube uploads. Like she redid what's it, Frank Ocean's song. You know, the one that everybody was trying to sing. She sounds so awesome doing it.
Our subject tonight, Planned Parenthood versus Casey. But before we go any further, we're going to bring on our resident analyst, our political analyst. We're not bringing
him? We'll hold off on that. We'll see, wait till him come back. Just all on this one come. You heard?
Planned Parenthood
is a good thing. What? It is, because it gives people access that don't normally have access to, you know, a gynecologist, or even to get, you know, proper education about how sex really goes. And, you know, they're not just getting the, I guess, what is it, the school version of sex ed, you know. Girls can go there to get, you know, birth control and, again, like I said, like pap smears, then get breast exams. You can pretty much, it's a one-stop shop. But I think people look at Planned Parenthood as, oh, they're trying to set, you know, these young ladies up to just procreate, or, you know. And that's not what it's about. It's more about preventative maintenance and keeping us educated. Because without places like that, you know, you just be going to the hospital just to go pick up condoms, you know?
I became familiar with Planned Parenthood when the African-American male was killed not too long ago with his girlfriend at a Planned Parenthood facility. Y'all remember that?
Mm-mm. Was that last year?
An African-American male killed by a shooter at, you know, a Planned Parenthood facility not too long ago. And that's really when I became, you know, aware, I think, of Planned Parenthood. I had heard of it. I think I've always put it in context. I kind of wrote it off as an abortion clinic. What brought about the interest, you know, of this topic tonight is, you know, the Supreme Court, you know, will hear the most important abortion case since 1992, you know, the whole Planned Parenthood versus Casey session that really kind of, I'm going to say, it got the most notoriety for Planned Parenthood back in 92. You know, I mean, without Justice Scalia, who died last month, you know, the Texas clinics are now fighting a 2013 law that forces doctors to have admitting privileges at nearby hospitals and requires clinics to meet standards for outpatient surgery centers. You know, Texas legislators say the rule protects women's health, while the nation's leading abortion rights groups say the rule presents a roadblock for women who are actually seeking abortions. And so, I mean, the law in Texas is compromising a woman's choice to have an abortion. And, you know, the topic tonight has us to pose the question, you know, one, do you believe in abortion? You know, is it the devil's workshop to abort a child, or is it a woman's right, you know, based on the situation, just based on her decision? We want to hear from you, 917-889-3926. Sensitive topic, but that's what we do, real talk, real people, real times. I would assume, and I'm only assuming, well, I don't want to assume. I believe in pro-choice. I believe it's a woman's right to make the decision. I appreciate my mom who had the choice. She even told me she had the choice, but she made a decision early on to not abort. My dad told her to make it happen. My dad wanted to
abort
me just like it never happened. She said no, and that's something that they went back and forth with. She was an 18-year-old young black female in the ghetto. It could have been very easy for her to do what he wanted her to do. Power to the people. That's why I love my mama, because I'm here.
All
because
right.
she chose to make it happen when she could have chose something much easier. Save, because we, you know, I think don't have the choice in the matter, you know, at the end of the day. Are you pro-choice, or do you not believe in abortions at all?
Let me be careful how I choose my words.
Are you serious? Are you serious?
Really?
What's that supposed to mean? You act like I'm reckless on the mic or something like that.
You are.
Anyway.
You were sipping on the air. So why are you being careful tonight?
As I am now, and there's nothing like a freshly cracked brew that has nice little frost on the top. Perfection.
So maybe we can wait later in the show to get your perspective. No, go ahead, brother.
I'm good. I'm with the pro-choice movement also. I believe it is a woman's right to make the decision on what she wants to do. Ultimately, it's her body. I wouldn't say that I'm for abortion, but I wouldn't say that, you know, because I look at in cases, extreme cases, like what if somebody gets, you know, raped, something like that. You know what I mean? And, you know, like things like that, I think there may be a little, you know, there may be some bending of the rules at that point. And again, I'm not for, you know, terminating lives before they have a chance. I believe that if a life was created, there's a purpose for it. I get it. But I just think in extreme circumstances like that, that there should be some kind of wiggle room to make a decision on what, you know, they feel is appropriate standards for the child to be brought into, because it may not be the best situation that the child may be brought into. And then with improper resources or lack of resources to care for the child properly, you know, they may end up being a statistic or some kind of, you know, potentially menace to, you know, society for worst case scenario. You know what I mean? And it, like I said, it goes both ways. It could be argued in both ways. I don't think there's any wrong answer with the stance that you take on that. But I guess at the end of the day, pro-choice is where I'm at with it. Again, I don't condone it, but I don't condemn it either. It's everybody's individual choice to do what they want to do. That's just how I look at it.
Yep. Hey, you're inside the social lab, everybody. It's 9:38. We're going to pause for the calls, come right back, and get the ladies' perspective on this oh-so-interesting topic, Planned Parenthood versus Casey. You all remember this case, or maybe you don't, from back in 1992. Supreme Court is hearing some of the most interesting abortion cases today. You can actually track it yourself at Supreme Court Tracker. Supreme Court Tracker. We'll be right back. TM Hop Radio Live.
What I wanna call this big heart, ain't it Rick Hart? Ain't it Rick Hart? Right now, the Rick Hart, and I'm a shooter. I'm my own shooter. All this ice, I'm my own jeweler. See, lawyers and they all jewel. I'm the star, this my move. Pinky ring, 250 on it. Yes, it's safe to say I spent your budget on it. Ran off on the floor twice. He started calling, I ain't calling Mike. He said he did me on his last out. Guess nobody heard, nobody bought his last out. I got a Delta go to house. That little got some power. Born broke, but I'ma die rich. Lottie for counterfeit. I'm surviving in the Ritz cars. Got to stick all the Ritz cars. Ride a Ritz Carlton. Wanna f*** me, baby, pull up at the Ritz Carlton. I'm surviving in the Ritz Carlton. Got to stick all the Ritz Carlton. Counting me, I'll ride a Ritz Carlton. Wanna f*** me, baby, pull up at the Ritz Carlton. Everything gonna be brand new. Called her a mangler, cause she ran too. Say she want me to take the rubber off. Told her people here want ice water. Knock it off. All the Creels came with elevators.
robbing. On rap, beef, let's shoot it out, that's how I'm rocking. Trap money made six figures. If you're thugging out, it better keep a rocking with you. In front of demons in a blackjack, told him that buy swag, buy a new ass. I spend money for the God. I stay flushing for the Russians. I want to have me buy 10 kids, give them a meal in peace, and tell them I do what your daddy did. I'm surviving in the Ritz Carlton. Got to stick all the Ritz Carlton. Counting the meal right at Ritz Carlton. Want to f*** me, baby, pull up at the Ritz Carlton. I'm surviving in the Ritz Carlton. Got to stick all the Ritz Carlton. Counting the meal right at Ritz Carlton. Want to f*** me, baby,
wanna
pull up at the Ritz Carlton.
I guess.
Right. Yo, I'm trying to tell you, that's one joint he can get a pass.
Whatever.
I can kind of rock with that one right there.
Get back to it, Sam. Get back to it.
They said they calling, I ain't calling bike. Yeah, TMI mm-hmm. Radio Live. You tune in to Social Labs. Your boy, Say James. They are matter. Madam Kitty Sunshine Boston, TM Hyman, and Hot Chocolate. What's good with y'all?
It is
Hump Day Wednesday. We are still talking about Planned Parenthood versus Casey. That is in her, I would say, a trailblazing case that took shape in the early 90s dealing with Planned Parenthood and in a pro-choice situation and abortion, anti-abortion. But we talked about one side of the coin. Let's flip the sword the other in another direction. Let's ask the ladies, what is your stance on it? And I'll even go any further. If I don't know if you guys want to get too personal, if you guys have been involved directly, indirectly, or, you know, when it comes to this topic of abortion.
My first ball.
Not all at once.
I know, right? So I've watched it happen. A nice amount of times. And each time it was done for different reasons. And some of the reasons, like, that you guys were speaking of, you know, from not being able to take care of the child. I've seen it where the woman got an abortion because the man didn't want her. So she got rid of the baby. Or you even have couples that are married that don't want to have children too early in their marriage so they can, you know, I guess enjoy their lives without having those children. But then you get into, this is the sticky side of it, because they were trying to fight, like even in Texas, where, you remember, like, they had, you had, they wanted you to, like, what was it, go through some kind of class or something, and then you had to then you could decide after that, after you were educated with all possible options.
Yeah.
And you know, some women get raped and they look at it as, if I have this child, I'm going to be reminded of this rape every day.
Right.
Then you have people who decline to have it because they may have thought that they were barren. So they go ahead and have the child and love the child like nothing happened to them at all, you know. So, I mean, it is situational. Like I said, it can go from single people to married people. No one's really left out, you know what I mean? Like, no particular category of person is left out, regardless of race.
Yeah, I agree with Boston. I've been exposed to it in several different ways, a lot of different people, and, you know, my college years especially, it seemed like, unfortunately, that was a method of birth control versus birth control for so many young women. And had that not been an option for those young women, you know, there's really no telling what type of circumstances that they may have ended up in. Situations where, of course, you know, you kind of go to college and you're out of your parents' house, so you risk that getting out of control factor, but then you have to go back and explain to your parents after, you know, winter break why you've gained 40 pounds since the summertime.
Right.
And it's not the freshman 15.
20.
Right,
you know.
Right, right. You know, I agree with the situational aspect of it as far as, you know, there being extenuating circumstances where it absolutely does need to be done, you know, rape being one of those. So
I think
Planned Parenthood is very necessary, not only for that option, but also for the educational aspect of it to, you know, educate young women and men about the options of birth control and the regular practice of birth control if you choose to be sexually active.
Exactly.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And, you know, sometimes that you even have situations where, you know, if Planned Parenthood wasn't there, a lot of illegal abortions could take place, which a lot of times the mother dies from,
mm-hmm.
you know, having that illegal abortion. You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean? Like from getting an infection because of whatever the person was using to do the abortion with. You know, and then what's interesting is so many Planned Parenthood, but there are a lot of people that don't know anything about Planned Parenthood and only look at it as possibly an abortion clinic, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like we have to be educated before we're educated on sex. We have to know that there are other options out there, not just, you know, because you have adoption.
Yeah.
It just hurts
me
when people choose not to
have
an abortion and can't take care of the kid and then end up putting the kid in a trash can or, you know, leaving it in a car somewhere.
Yep.
Yeah, it can be sticky.
For more information, why don't you Google Planned Parenthood, and if you are in a situation where you could actually benefit from some education, you should check out a location near you. We're going to pause for the calls. Come right back. It is 9:48 inside the Social Lab, TM Hunter Radio. The crew!
Man, I can't fucking believe this. The same shit happened to the same guy twice.
My man. in like a turbo booster. You won't love and you don't have to ask when. Your man's a headache.
It's 8:46 p.m. here on the East Coast. It is, damn, 5:46 p.m. on the West Coast, and everybody in the middle, you know you got to figure it out. This is Madam Boss, and we're TM Hyman Radio Live. Oh, goodness, we're coming to the close of our show. But we do, before we go any further, we do have Coop back on the line with us. What's going on, Coop?
Hey, what's going on, y'all? I was on earlier,
hey,
but
hey,
I had
hey.
What up?
Resident
yeah.
political
Boom.
Analyst.
I'm getting fatter. My pockets is getting fatter.
Okay.
Sorry.
What's going on with you?
Ain't nothing much. I'm just checking in with y'all. I was listening to the whole Planned Parenthood thing, and I thought it was very touching what the ladies were saying. I could really respect that.
Oh, did you tear up though? That's what I need to know.
Reality backing up is what we need to know.
No.
Do you need a tissue?
Okay.
No, not at all.
Okay. Do you need a breast to lay on?
Yes.
I'm a little light in that department, so Boston, you know.
I got you, boo. It's all right. You got us behind. I got us up top. How about that?
All right. There we go.
Yo, Coop, what's going on with this Republican and Democratic Party mess.
What was your take on Super Tuesday?
Hey, I was hoping that Bernie was going to, I wasn't a Bernie one a little bit more, but I was hoping that Trump was going to win a little bit more to really close the door, because I really like Trump, but I don't like him because I'm going to vote for him. I like him because he is showing what a lot of people have been saying is at the heart of the Republican Party. All these years we've been saying that they dog whistle. We've been saying, a lot of us have been saying, they speak in code. And he comes out and he doesn't do any of that code talking. He just lays it out there. And now they're like, well, we don't support him. It's like, you all made this. You made this thing.
Right.
You put all these lies out here. You riled all these people up. You got 20% of the Republican Party thinks that Obama is a Muslim. Majority of those people think that he's not an American citizen. You got 20% of the voters in South Carolina that believe that are still against the Emancipation Proclamation. You all built this. You got to accept what you are. And I mean, I'm all for people voting for who they want, but that's why when I get into it with certain black Republicans, I'm like, this is who you're supporting. And it's right there. They're like, hey, that's not them. Yes, that is them. Are Democrats perfect? Have Democrats done things wrong? Yes, they have. But you know something? It was like with the whole thing with the BLM showing up at Hillary's fundraiser and the girl getting up there. And I like what Bill Maher and Tavis Smiley said Friday night. You've got to learn the difference between an evil enemy and an imperfect friend. The Republican Party is an evil enemy. Sometimes the Democrats may be an imperfect friend, but they're still your friend.
Right.
Okay.
Well, you know,
the interesting thing is how the
tables have turned, because, you know, remember at one point, the Republican Party is who the minorities went for, and that just changed over the course of, you know, of time. But you're right. Trump is saying everything that either people have on their minds or that the other candidates are afraid to even bring up. But the thing is that, like Marco Rubio, they're trying to play Trump's game, like the whole, you know, joking, you know, your opponent. And they're turning into these little lame stand-up comics. And it doesn't fit them. You know what I mean?
No,
so it's like they're putting themselves out.
It's just crazy to me how Trump's gained just so much momentum. It's like
he's
building a head of steam. I mean, it started off like as a joke to me, like this dude is really gonna try to jump in this ring with a bear, and
he did it.
He's doing it. It's like, I mean, but like y'all saying, he's putting everything out there that these closet racists and, you know, just these closed-minded individuals don't have the platform or the wherewithal or the linguistics to say what he's saying, and he's just being their voice. the voice of ignorance. So, hey.
Yo, it's right. Me the voice of ignorance, right? Because I'm like, man, you want to build a wall. You want to build a wall to keep the foreigners out, but isn't your wife, isn't she foreign?
Exactly.
Dude, let's talk about it.
Right, cause, but look, he don't mean, I guess he, you know, it's the white ones we can keep in, you know, or the Caucasian ones, rather.
And I saw a post not the other day, too, about how Trump's wife was posing on all these magazines in such, you know, inappropriate fashion, and how there was, like, you know, if Michelle, like, Barack would have never got voted in, or he would have got torn to shreds if Michelle would have ever did
right.
these same things. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying?
If she was the
yeah,
deputy
they would have burned
him
down. Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, it's like the double standard is too real, yo. And this, and it, you can't, it can't be hidden anymore. Then when this whole David Duke thing comes up, he wants to play selective amnesia. I don't know who David Duke is or what entity he represents.
Yeah, he was the leader of the Klan.
Yeah, but, I mean, that's common knowledge, and that's my point. It's like the way he
right, he
got to
do
how,
research.
You know, come on, you got to do. You got to send me a list of these people. Excuse me, and I'll do research on them to see if I can, you know, use their endorsements or not or whatever like that. And the dude, the moderator was like, yo, the Ku Klux Klan. I mean, what more needs to be said? Well, I don't know much about them. You know what?
Because he's probably a member, and he didn't expect them to ask.
He's getting his back in. He's getting his back in from.
That's like when you get if you get caught doing something, like, you know what I'm saying? Why are you stealing that? You still got your hand in it. What you talking about? I don't even know. I'm about to get
yeah.
back to you on that one.
Yeah.
I ain't stealing.
The way he actually said, you know, yeah, okay, you want me to disavow them? Oh, okay, I disavow them. That was
right.
Exactly, yeah. Right.
Yeah, like Prince
yeah.
Hakeem, you know, relinquished
yeah,
his power on the
yeah,
right, on the train.
Look at the whole thing with the Supreme Court that's going on right now. I think Obama should go ahead and nominate a black female, or at least a minority person, especially a minority female that was maybe a strong black female candidate to the Supreme Court, so they can sit there and say, we're not even going to talk to her, so we can make it a whole campaign issue when it comes time for Bernie or Hillary to run for president, and we just hold their feet to the fire. You don't want to nominate them? You don't want to go ahead and even talk to them to see if they're even worth voting on? You don't care? Okay,
all right. I say nominate Bill Cosby's lawyer. Nominate her. Boom.
Hey, we want Obama to nominate himself.
Everybody, we up out of here. Hump day.
I'd nominate him.
Out of here, folks. Hey, thanks for rocking.
Yes.
Cool. Yeah,
check y'all out on Friday. We love you. Don't forget about the damn contest now. You're going to lose out.
I'm so confused. She said nominate himself.
That I forgot to love the time we spent together.
I just wanna breathe in, stop second guessing, look at you smile.